Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
As I stand before you, I got a quick question. Are we robots? Are we robots? I don't think so. When studying the scripture, we find over there where Adam was told not to partake of a fruit. What did he do? Took it anyway. Did God tell him to do that, to take that? Commanded him not to. I find in the scripture where it tells us to love one another. Also find that we are to believe his word. And there's also a work for us to do, Brother Vaughn. Matter of fact, chapter 6 of John, that's in Luke, is in John where I'm going to. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he has sent. Till the robot believe? That is an action. That is a, I use the word will, that we have. Studying the scriptures, and I don't want to tear down anybody, but there's folks that try to tell us that there's an absolute, everything happens, God preordained it, Brother Vaughn. I can't find that in the scripture to be supported. I realize God sees and knows all things even before they happen. If you're going to follow that to the point of everything man does as a robot, then you're going to wind up putting God as the cause of sin, transgression. I find in the scriptures that sin came into this world because of man.
Right.
Satan tempted him, and he chose to partake of the fruit.
Right.
And we all become sinners. From that point on, God will not look upon us in that kind of condition.
Right.
It took God fixing it. How did he fix it? By his son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
The fixing it, he did it because he loved us.
Right.
The fixing, we did not have the ability nor the, well, we are able to. God knew that we're imperfect. He had a perfect son. And us believing this makes us a child of God? No. It states the fact that we are a child of God.
Right.
What is gospel? Gospel is the truth about Jesus Christ. What he came and did for his children that God gave him before the foundation of the world. We preach it. Now there is a predestination there that we are very comfortable with. And the Bible clearly teaches it. That he gave Jesus Christ a people to take care of.
Amen.
We sinned and transgressed the law of God telling us not, our father Adam, who represented, told us, he was told not to partake of that fruit, and he took it anyway. There's that free will. There's that non-robot action. There's a free will that we have dwelling inside of. Y'all had a free will this morning. You could have stayed laid up in the bed with this nice rainy morning and just slept all morning in because you just didn't want to get up. That's nice sometimes to sleep in, I agree. But you use your exercise, your will. So you've came out here this morning trying to worship God in spirit and truth and seeking those things that belong to him. And he will give you a blessing because you're trying to strive for the mark of the high calling. Believing in Christ Jesus also is a gift from God. It is mercy.
Right.
Now, the natural man careth nothing for this.
Amen.
The natural man won't believe it, can't believe it, until God born you again and manifests it to you. You have not a desire, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
But once it's been manifested to you and you have a desire, now you want to please your Heavenly Father. And you cry, Abba, Father, and you want to obey the Lord. And that free will Isn't it a lot nicer when your children, all the time, everybody's had children or raising a young child right now. I see a little fella. When they get older and they obey your rules, that's a good feeling. See your son or daughter out there doing something that you know is pleasing to you and it makes you feel good. But when they disobey, you didn't fix it up over there where they disobeyed. We're going to use a mud puddle. That'd be a good thing to use this morning.
Yeah.
Tell that little fella, don't get in the mud puddle, mess up your clothes. And they stay out of it. This is great. They come to the meeting house and they clean. Or wherever you're going. And I, but if they go out there and jump in the mud puddle, did you go out there and make that mud puddle for them to go jump in? No. It was out there. Pull something right quick. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. There's a little spot right there that 8:20. For the creature was made subject to vanity.
Right.
Romans 8:20. For the creature, which is us, was made subject to vanity, which is sinning and doing wrong things. Not willingly. See, God didn't willingly make us be that way. But somewhere in his infinite wisdom, Brother Vaughn, he created us and we had that ability to choose by reason of him who was subject the same in hope. Adam had the will to not to eat of that fruit. But he decided he'd eat of that fruit. He chose that. When he disobeyed God's rule, told him not to, he brought sin among all of us.
Right.
Satan had already, he was a fell from grace. Best we can understand the scriptures, it doesn't break into a whole lot of information about him, but when God first created all things, it's not, when God created all things were good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Satan didn't, he's not equal to God.
Right.
God made Satan. He's subject to God's rules.
Right.
Satan was evil. He didn't make him evil to start with, but he chose evil of his own accord. And his angel that he had to, that followed Satan. And there's a place locked up in darkness for them until the great day of resurrection, the great day of judgment.
Right.
Satan and his angel, we find that in the scriptures. They disobey God's rules. There's no redemption for them.
Right.
But Satan tempted Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam fell for it. Now, why did God allow that? I cannot explain that to you. I don't understand all that. God did not make Adam fall in that mud puddle.
Right.
But it was there. And he took it. He chose it. His own man's own will chose that. Therefore, now he's muddy with sin, and God's not going to look at him anymore. He's still his son. He has a people, and he's going to take care of him, Brother Vaughn.
Yes, he is.
How did he get him cleaned up? God had to clean him up.
Right.
God cleaned him up. Why? Because he loved us.
Right.
And such a love that we can't really understand all of it. We just get just a little of it.
Right.
Like I've said before, I use a thimble in the ocean a lot of times. Sometimes all we get is just a thimbleful, and it's so wonderful, it's so great. It's just beautiful. But God's love is like the ocean. It's so much larger than we can understand it. But what little bit he lets us have a little taste of, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to bleed and die for a people. Does that make him a child of God? No, it's the gospel is telling you what he has done for his people, and we obey it. We come out like today, come together seeking after the truth to understand these things. We're giving praise back to God for what he has already done for his people, and he's manifesting it to us. And what are you going to do with this information? What are you going to do with this information this coming week?
Amen.
Are you just going to sit on and not tell anybody at all around your work, who you go around? You can walk around sad. I enjoyed what Brother Joe Nettle said yesterday about we don't have liberty to be sad. Not quite exact words there, but depressed.
Yeah.
We're not at liberty to be depressed because look what God has done for us. And when you know these things, You know that you have a heavenly home. You know you have a mansion that God has provided for us in the future. That's predestined. That's going to be, that's there. That's going to happen one sweet day. But while we're living here, we want to walk in such a way that pleases our Heavenly Father. We stay out of the mud puddles of the world. We stay cleaned up the best we understand and try to walk in a way of following His gospel truth, because God is love. We want to love our brother.
Right.
Even though they fall short, just like we do, I fall short every day. You do too. You still dwell in this house of clay. And sometimes I get awful sick when I see what this house of clay has done and hurt other people. That's when I really... When it's pointed out to me one day this week, something I had done, and it just flew off of me, not at that person, but at me, because I let my mouth say something I wasn't supposed to be saying and got depressed and got angry. I'm a sinner. God help me to do better. I work on it.
Right.
We're not robots. God didn't make us. God didn't make Adam take of that sin. God doesn't make you take of that sin. You choose it of your own free will abilities. You also have the free will to obey the word of God, to walk in gospel obedience and gospel truth. And when He does, He enlightens you and blesses you with more and more and more and more.
Right.
You've heard me tell about the little girl. This is from Tom Blair. About the little girl in the M&M's. She's giving out all her candy on the front row there. Just somebody whispered in her ear, "You can't give out all your candy. You won't have any left for you to eat later." She said, "Daddy's got the store. He owns the store." God owns the storehouse of knowledge. He owns the storehouse of love. He owns the storehouse of what we need. We want to give Him the truth. We understand, praising His name for His Son, Jesus Christ. That is a work. Now, also find two in the Scripture now. Let's see. Where was it? Yeah, look, I'm still in Romans. 9:15 of Romans says, "For He says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth." See, the will of a man does not will yourself into be a mercy, be a God's mercy. You can't do that. A natural man is not able to will himself into the truth of God. It takes God's mercy. And when God's mercy is manifested to you and you rejoice in it, you start seeing things that change. I've been born again. Now you have a work to do. That is to believe who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, who was sent here to redeem His people back, to clean them up out of the mud puddle. Got them out. Now we can come back again to the throne of grace with our prayers, with our thoughts.
Yes.
God looks upon us because what? We've been cleaned up by Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our all in all.
Right.
We want to worship God in spirit and truth. That is what the gospel is about. It's telling you what God has done for His people. Believing it is just the evidence that you are a child of God. Now, I've run many times. I struggle with my mind. Am I a child of God? Yes, I struggle with it like everybody else does from time to time. I come in doubt. How can this be, Lord?
Right.
How, why would you love me? Knowing what kind of foolish things I do. And sin, I deserve to not even come before thy throne of grace at all. But God is merciful to us. And we slow down, we stop. Wait a minute, Lord. Why am I calling you Lord and God to start with? Because we love the Lord because He first loved us.
Right.
How do I get cleaned up? By His Son, Jesus Christ. That will right there, being cleaned up by God, is God's work. Mm-hmm. Believing it gives us liberty now to walk in grace and truth. It gives us liberty to follow Him. And God gives us more, like the little girl in the M&M's. He'll give us more and more and more and more. Because we are exercising what He has given us and sharing it with our brothers and sisters. We need to learn to love one another. 1 John. I'm going to go 3:23. And this is His commandment. that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. So there's a work. We got to exercise it, Brother Vaughn. I find that if we don't exercise it, He will not deny Himself. He will not deny us, because those that the Father gave Him, all shall be housed in heaven and immortal glory because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. He will not deny us being in eternal heaven. But while we're living here, by not obeying His commandments and learning to love one another, loving one another like we're supposed to, we can live in such a darkness that it's terrible.
Right.
It's misery, that's right. You don't believe it? Start, go out there, go down in a cave sometime. And see how black and dark it is down in that cave. You can't see your hand literally in front of your face.
Right.
And that's how it is. Without God, we can't see anything.
Right.
And God can discipline us in such a manner that we can't see, hear, love, do anything without God's mercy.
Right.
A child of God. And He'll discipline us. And that can His stripes sometimes on our spiritual backside is tough. But He still loves us enough to discipline us. Let me finish up here and get out of Brother Vaughn's
way. You're not in my way.
And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment.
Right.
Have you always done that, Brother Vaughn? I haven't. I fall short. So I'm a work in progress. He that keepeth His commandments, see, here it is. If we obey His word, try to strive for the mark of the high calling. He that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him.
Right.
And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He gave, which He giveth us.
Right.
He gave it to us, Brother Vaughn. You didn't deserve it.
No.
You can't buy it. You can't manifest. You can't of your own free will bring that into your heart. Now, He borns you again and gives you the knowledge of it, and you start studying, trying to rightly divide that word of truth. The word, who is the word? Word is Jesus Christ. And you try to figure out, well, what has this character done in our lives? What has this man done for us? Who is this man? Why do I want to know more about him?
Exactly.
And when I start finding out things about him, I start finding out, wow, this guy's great. I love him. I want to love him more. And then when we start studying word, we find out other brothers and sisters are still struggling just like I am. We want to know more about him. They're still on this earth just like I am. We're trying to learn what? To learn to love one another and seek those things that are above, and seek those things that belong to God and not to man, that we may honor our Heavenly Father in such a way that we are, when we show forth the belief in Jesus Christ, He is pleased with us, and He'll give us more understanding. He'll give us more light to the point that we don't see nothing else but Jesus.
Right.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, studying the Word of God, that we may worship Him better every day, every moment of the day, really.
Yes.
But now, while we're alive, He knows we have jobs and things to do to take care of children. But as we're doing this, if we'll look to His guidance, and I'm a weak person. So many times I try to do it on my own. And I find out when I do it, there's a saying we have at work. I have to admit this one. It's called Milnerize. I kind of giggle. That's when I got a hold of something, I tore it up. We call it Milnerizing at work. Because sometimes I get a hold of working on something, and I make a mess of it, Brother Vaughn. I twist the wrong screw, get it out of voltage out. But if I go back and get the instruction book, go get the right way of doing it, I can fix it. God give me sense enough to go fix it. Don't try to get out there on my own and try to fix it on my own. Do y'all not find yourselves doing that from time to time? You can change my name, put your name there.
Mm-hmm.
Put your name there. I messed it up because I was trying to do it on my own intelligence. My own intelligence, I'm pretty dumb. But when I use God's gift that He's given me to fix something and then recognize, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for showing me how to do this. That's God's evidence that He's manifesting himself to you to give you to do that job, whether it be school teaching, policeman, electrician. God gives these talents to us and he expects us to use it. Why? Because we are supposed to be showing love one to another. And when we use that love properly, we're giving God the glory.
Right.
It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about God. We're not robots. He didn't make us do wrong, but we do wrong because we choose to go wrong.
Right.
Because of our own lust. That rascal lives inside of me, that lust rascal, for a better term of putting it, and he makes my life miserable. Mm-hmm. But thanks be unto God, I see there is a difference. Mm-hmm. I've been changed, been born again by God's mercy.
Right.
The wind blow where it listeth. And I want to be found praising God for his son, Jesus Christ, who bled and died on the cross to redeem us back to God. Not a one shall be lost. I want y'all to get that in your head. I want y'all to fully understand that. Go back over here to John 6. It's some of my favorite scriptures. Verse 6:39. And this is the Father's will. Now the Father's will, God's will. No one can pluck us out of God's hand. This is God's will, which has sent me, who should be sent, he sent Jesus Christ, his son, that of all which he has given me, who did he give? He gave a people to Jesus Christ to take care of. We sinned. Jesus came down and fixed it. We never come before Almighty God. Of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Brother Bond, if there's somebody who can pull themselves out of the hand of God, I can't find it in Scripture.
Right.
He will not deny himself. But now we can lose the joy of this information by not believing when it's been manifested to us. I do believe that. But when we exercise the belief like we're supposed to, have an air of forgiveness for one another. Everybody's not at the same level of understanding. But we're still pressing to the mark. But I want to make sure you understand that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Man, that's so wonderful to me. Because I know I'm a sinner, and I know I'll meet sinners all up and down the road. But all those the Father gave Jesus Christ will be housed in heaven and immortal glory because of the finished work of Jesus Christ
right on
the cross. That is a gospel truth. And if you try to change it any other way, you won't mess it up. You won't enjoy the scriptures as well. You won't enjoy the M&Ms of life.
Right.
The sweetness of life. Give God the glory for his son Jesus Christ. It's all about him. And we're at his mercy.
Right.
Every moment we live. I hope this helps you a little bit, understanding of the free will. So many of our other denominational friends try to make it into you making a choice to become a child of God? No. We won't have it. The scripture doesn't teach that. We have a will to obey the word of God.
Right.
To give God the glory and honor. And when it's been manifested to you, you're not making yourself a child of God. You're being an obedient child of God by following the gospel truth and giving God the glory. Not man.
Right.
Not man. We're at his mercy. Thank you for your time. If it's helped you, give God the glory. I'm trying to understand this myself. But what little bit I see, it's like the little thimbleful. Oh, it's so sweet. It's so wonderful. And there's more to come.
Right.
Thank y'all. Come here, Brother Vaughn.